Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
He's just one of them centre-backs to me, yeah? No matter what, he'll make contact.
Is like, he South American?
Yeah.
There you go.
Ecuador.
Handkerchief, innit? Venezuelan.
Papier, man.
Venezuelan.
Nah,
have you known about the Venezuelan women? Venezuelan.
I just made it up.
Oh, yeah. Don't say that.
He's Ecuadorian.
My granny's mum was from Venezuela.
Brother, buffest things ever.
Don't say my great nan.
Says granny buff.
Don't say my great nan was buff.
I didn't say buff.
I
didn't say no buff.
Who said buff? I said it. Sorry.
Buffest things ever.
Why are you trying to find Venezuela in my eyes? I ain't gonna.
He's still cold.
So why is he not cold, Lippy?
Rodrigo's just done now, bro.
Well, remember, Lippy has no credibility at the moment with football things, innit?
Nah, dude, I got the most credibility, bro. We did a whole episode on my statement and I was proven right by the people.
Oh, f*** them.
Why is it f*** them?
I went to Ipswich the next day, yeah?
Ipswich, we don't...
No. Bruv, their coaches come up to me. They said, mate, I swear to God, three people said the same thing.
Said what?
They said, bro, had to turn it off.
Who?
Football, high up, A-licensed people.
You're turning it off, bro.
Broski. Yeah? So you're trying to tell me, yeah, what statement are you talking about exactly?
The whole show, right? Which was Gerrard can't live in the same bracket as them, man.
As Iniesta, right. Xavi, Modric, Zidane.
So in the midst of that, we were talking like, man, don't have tech. But you, not you, you didn't say that. Yeah. You didn't say it. You retracted your statement, really. From the other time. He's gone back. But the point is, boys, what people didn't understand, I'm still convinced of this, and my man, idiot Jad, yeah, I'm telling you, you lot are talking about a style of play.
Yeah, being a technician.
It's simple.
Yeah.
It's a style of play.
Not
that man ain't a tactical, because Harry Kane's a technician.
Yeah, he is.
Trent's a technician. But they don't play like them, man.
Yeah, but it took man to mention Henderson for you to U-turn.
No, but because Henderson is, by definition, a technician, his style of play. You understand? But for me to say that...
Object.
It's a style of play because he is way less technical than Steven Gerrard.
Listen, we've already done a whole episode on that. If you want to watch that, go back a couple episodes and watch it, yeah? Steven Gerrard ain't got no technique. That's what Lippy said.
Guys, I wonder if this is a safe space.
Go on,
to
Shadow.
Just to speak about, because Liverpool, their demise is still demising.
KG, we are going to speak about it, but before we get there, I need to know what bank you robbed on the way.
Isn't it, man? You're looking like Margs.
You and Margs have a story to tell.
That's the thief seat.
If you man seen the original Shadrack thing, this is the
wrong hat. Yeah.
Is that still it?
You brought it back.
I
was going to say, because it looks...
You got the same hat from 20 years ago.
But I've been doing this from the beginning of time.
H said that your hat looks like your beard.
What?
Oh, that's rude.
What, like fluffy?
Do you know what? Steve-O, I think Steve-O needs to be put on trial because he's trying to hurt the man then, bro. This guy, smelling salts to this man. I had to, think about it. My first time I came here, I was going to drive, do the school run. Man tried to give me the loudest pack. He said it's chocolates. Bro, I got to pick up the youths, bro.
It'd have been waved on
the
school run.
Bro, and this is in week two and me arriving like, hi, Steve-O, well, go on. I told him my name's Kevin and that was it, bro. As soon as he realised there was two Kevins inside, bro, then after my birthday, they gave me the Dom Perignon, yeah? He took it back.
Because it was mine.
Bro.
They gave you my birthday present.
But why are you doing this?
You know what this is though, innit?
What?
It's that fifth floor energy with these two.
No, You know what it is?
How are you, man, called Kevin?
Do you know what it is? Let me tell you. Have you ever seen Django? Let me land. Let me land. Let me land. Let me land. The Mandingo's fighting.
Oh, what, you two?
What's going on here?
Whoa! Is that racist? Is that racist?
No, it's not. But it's just the why are we here? Why? What's going on?
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
Move on.
Have you got your seatbelts on?
Let's go. Put B. Put the B on.
Hide ski.
What's happening, lads?
In the building, they're wondering, who are you, bro?
I'm just a normal guy, man. Trying to talk about football with my friends.
Who do you support?
Important.
United.
Important.
I just want to let the crowd know I did not authorize this.
I did.
Listen, we got some gooners pending, though, but welcome, Haider.
I thought Loons would be here. I'm here for Loons, really.
Yeah, nah. He got the memo. He saw the cast today and he said, nah.
Stay the extra day in Milan. He said, bun this.
We dropped an episode with Fikayo Tomori. Go check that out.
Good episode. Cold.
Good episode.
I think he got the win as well.
He did. Over, clean sheet.
Overseas.
Milan derby, serious fixture. San Siro, the boys was out there. News just in. Carell tried to test some Italian players.
Come to the
some
stage.
Fouls out there.
Come to the stage.
They don't have it.
They took his passport.
Man tried to
give this one. Yeah. Like, come to the stage.
Yeah, he said, no.
He tried to get Gattuso.
Yeah, he tried to get Gattuso. Sometimes Carell, maybe man. Good.
Made
sometimes
a commando, maybe bro.
Yeah, made a commando. Carell is stuck in Italy.
And apparently they took John Wick as well.
The mafia. Wick out there as well.
Hey, the mafia don't play out there, man.
No, Scribbs.
It's Scribbs, yeah.
Scribbs is stuck as well.
No. Scribbs, it look, Scribbs, anywhere yeah, Scribbs yeah, yeah, goes, that's what to say, it's bro. A spiritual journey. Yeah, he'll find his way. He'll find
as
his
long
way.
As he's got a backpack, he'll find his way. For you, literally Dora.
They said they got Scorcher as well, but I said, nah, he just stayed. He didn't want to come back to the country.
I can understand why Scorcher wouldn't want to.
He done a cypher out there, man. He got out of there, man.
So let's get into the weekend's football, boys. As I said before, I know we're a football show, but sometimes we have to speak about fairy tales.
Mm-hmm.
It was written, let go by Arsenal as a youngster. Ended up at Fulham, Millwall, Reading. He was picked up by Les Ferdinand, right. Who's ex-Spurs, by the way. He joined QPR.
Hey,
he then joined Palace. Who then went on to win their first major trophy in the history of the club.
Do you want to join
that? That is not true. It was about 70. It's been about 7 years.
Know the story.
He then goes on to join Arsenal.
Do you want to join? Obviously.
Obviously. His dreams are almost shattered. He was almost had to join Thomas Frank's Tottenham.
Mm-mm.
But the Most High.
They saved him.
Stepped in.
Who's Eze again?
Fast forward to Sunday, Eze's in the team sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Right eight position. You know what they're saying before the game, KG? Les Ferdinand, Steve-O, Thierry Henry, legends of the game.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying Eze needs to do more.
Whoa.
Let me go. They're saying, listen, he's playing with the handbrake on. Let it all Patrick out. Against Tottenham.
You gotta lift out, bro.
Butterfly, let him what? Fly.
I don't know. Did you know?
You gotta take it to the level, bro. Now you hat trick, bro.
Listen, but let me. It's a fairy tale, bro. And it's not even ended yet, bro.
Oh sugar.
So you have to let it. This is just chapter one.
Thank you. He's realistic.
You get me, bro.
He came in and said he's better than Bruno.
He is better right. than Bruno.
Yeah, he came in he's and said he's better than Bruno. I said if it's chapter
now
one.
Now the show can start.
Now,
right.
now we're back in the room. Now we're fairy tale done.
He was singing the tune.
Nah,
he
was singing the tune. It felt right to do it.
Let it stop working now.
I said it before on the show, yeah, about Eze. I wanted, not that he needs to do more, like not that he was doing bad or anything like that. It was, I want him to be a boss.
Immature.
And we were saying that in this modern day, teams don't allow players to be bosses because it's so systematic, right? Well, I think yesterday is what I was talking about. He stepped up, he took shots, he could have got a fourth. Like he was taking on shots that Odegaard would pass. Yeah. You got what I'm saying? That's what I want to see from Eze consistently because I know he's got it in the locker. That's all I meant.
Yeah, now we know it's not a diss. We know it's not. I think a lot of criticism for footballers is because you think they can do more, innit? Unless you're just...
No, some are just dead. Like you think they're dead, in your opinion.
But with footballers that you clearly rate, you want more, innit, when they're not...
I think for the first time, we saw yesterday him getting into the best attacking positions on the pitch. He's usually a bit deeper, but he found himself in the best positions on
effort,
goal.
Mate. He said, effort. I'm going up. Like, I'm doing
I
that.
I think he's better than Odegaard in the 10 for you lot.
I think it's soon. It's early. That's crazy. Like, I think Arsenal, now they were free-flowing. They didn't have Gabriel to rely on. In a sense, they build up, they score a lot of their goals like that. They're saying, well, we're not going to be lobbing it in, waiting for the ball to
That's
go
a bit
out.
Of a myth, though, what you've just said
No,
there.
But I'm saying that they have to create a new way. It's sometimes if you haven't got... Remember when you lot spoke about when Ronaldo's not in the Portuguese team and then they attack differently. We allowed us to say that, which is... But then now you lot had to find a different way of approaching games. I've seen the times where you're taking shots for the ball to go out just for a corner.
Broski, what?
So he's saying Arteta changed the game plan because Gabriel's
I'm saying
injured.
They had to find a different way because they don't have
their last
weapon.
Six goals have been in open play.
No, but I'm
on,
saying it,
on.
But
Haider, he's saying we attack differently because our centre back was out. Are you listening?
Your
to yourself?
Goal scoring centre back. Your most. I'm saying is the ball. You lot. Wait, why is it crazy?
Because it's crazy, bro.
No, because
we still had
take.
Corners.
You're being wrong and strong.
No, it's not, guys. I'm
last
saying
six
sometimes
goals,
they take shots,
open play,
knowing the ball's gonna go out because they can build up.
We're
from
playing against low block teams, bro.
You
like
lot,
it's going to deflect
you
off a
as
man.
If, you lot acting as if you haven't seen the long... Like, we've seen them do this. And we know that. We know that Gabriel is the best attacker of the ball aerially, and it's one of their weapons. So now I'm saying their main weapon's not there.
Kevin,
I'm still calm.
Kevin.
I'm still calm.
The last six goals have been
you.
From open play. So
I'm
going
you.
Into this game, why would they change their thing when he didn't score?
He hasn't scored in
I'm
time
saying,
as well, you know?
I'm with you, but I'm saying still that aerial dominance is one of... They build up off the aerial. They use that. So I'm saying they don't have that as an option. So now they don't have that as an option. I watched
still
the game.
Do.
I watched
they're still dangerous in the air. Calafiore, Marino, they're all good in the
we
air still.
We almost scored from most... Nah, I'm not going to lie. Couple Decker's corners were a bit weird yesterday.
They weren't getting past,
weren't
the,
getting
first
past
man.
The first man.
It's killing me.
But other than that, he's getting the stats. Don't play with him. But I somewhat hear what you're saying, innit? But you can't say, rah, Eze had to score a hat-trick because Gabriel was
no,
out.
I'm not. You've heard it wrong. I'm saying that they find a new way to attack because, again, one of their major weapons that they'll happily to use and build off him is not there. Like with United, when we had Marouane, I know it's like taking it back, but we used him as the starting point of attacking. We did. We drew the ball into him.
I don't think they use it as the starting.
So you think Gabriel starts is our main?
I'm saying, whoa, you lot have been in the beginning of the season. I'm not even trolling.
You know, what? Let's do this. We could do this easily. How many goals has Gabriel scored this season?
One in the league.
And then okay.
So that's the only way we can score.
Hold on.
Apparently.
So then now the corners are not a thing. It wasn't. I'm just made it up.
Bro, we just found gaps yesterday.
Wait, 2 seconds. You can't then ask. God, you said we attack differently because Gabriel's out.
You have
we
to find another
GOP
way.
How many goals he scored this season? He said he scored once.
I'm talking
league.
About build up. I'm not saying that it
so
works
you think
all the time.
I hear what KD's saying. About he's saying up. There's a possibility Arteta could have changed the game plan because Gabriel's not playing. But I feel like it's more that Tottenham completely changed the way they played.
Yeah.
They went five at the back.
Five at the back.
They weren't like, if they played how they played against City, I think it would have been a different game.
Wait, they were they, three at the back. They started three at the back.
Yeah, but yesterday. Three with the... Yeah,
five, three, five,
same thing.
Same thing.
And they never tried to attack. No
and
shot.
I feel like that's the reason why Eze and the way Arsenal played looked a lot better because there was more gaps. There was like there was just a lot more going on.
Huh? Whoa.
Can I just say as well, just to back what Lips has been saying, Arsenal have scored more goals in open play than any other team in the Premier League in November.
I'm glad you just said November. And when the season start?
August.
Okay.
Why do you not know that?
I'm just
that's
saying.
That's the question.
No, it was a rhetorical.
Like, you want to be on a football show, you got to know this stuff.
No, it was a rhetorical. Guys.
I could have said July. You would have been like, see? In the summertime,
it was
you wasn't doing
question.
It.
You know what was? You know what I was playing at. I'm just saying, I'm not even trying to cuss Arsenal. That's the problem. I believe Eze played amazing. And I was actually, this is the one player I was scared about Arsenal signing. When they was talking about Rodrigo, I didn't mind Rodrigo. Yeah, I'm talking about Prem Proven, a mid-table man that can come in there and do a madness. Because he's not worried in the big games. I've seen him hurt Liverpool, seen him hurt Man United, I've seen him hurt a lot of teams.
All of them.
So he's going to go into these games and not stick to the system.
Baby food.
This is why I was like, this player is the reason why they could go.
And that's why you've come in rattled today, talking nonsense.
I'm not rattled at all. Yeah. The only team that
you've come in your Shadrack robbery gear.
You know when I'm rattled, I'm like
guns and pork.
Top level. Like, and I'm rattled when I'm talking about Liverpool. Yeah, because I felt mistreated last season. And we're going to get, one day we'll get to talk about Liverpool.
We'll get there. Today.
One day we'll talk about Liverpool, but Arsenal done their thing. I have to be honest.
That's
Arsenal
all you had team. To say, yeah, bro. Man. Arsenal done their thing.
Because you lot see it as negativity every time someone talks about a way you attack. You got
Yeah, but you, the way you, got you a, the way you, you address a, the question is, bro. Don't you think you lot just changed the way you play because one player was out?
So let me ask you a question.
Are you on the way
to on, I'm picking guys up, but on the way to your stadium, there is a mural of the set piece coach. I'm just saying it's important to you, man. I'm just saying with all the legends, there's a mural of the set piece coach. Don't tell me that that's not a part of your game.
But who do you think put the mural there? Well, you think Arteta and that? Like, that's fans, bro.
Wenger.
Like,
no, I'm just saying it's there.
Wenger, you say.
So for some strange reason, they believed. I don't know who my set piece coach is, the name of our set piece coach.
That's the last bit on this set piece thing. Is it possible that maybe a year ago, start of the season, that they were using that to get themselves out of jams? Yeah. But since then, they've now, that is just an added on to them now scoring in open play.
They're brilliant.
Things can change, right?
It's brilliant. We do it now. Everyone is doing the Arsenal set piece to try and score a goal. Everyone
but Arsenal can score in open play too, is what we're saying.
I'm not saying they can't.
At one point, it weren't the case though. Because remember, when we brought it up, they were 17th from open play. I'm not saying.
That was only a couple of weeks ago.
I don't know why man frown upon set pieces.
Sunday was a prime example of the fact that they can do it. And they've done it against a team in Tottenham as well.
It's all changed now. They've added. And that's why people should be scared.
We play against low blocks, even against the better teams, like Tottenham for most of the game on the weekend. And when you're having to shoot again, like even some of our goals was ricocheting off like two men at times. Like sometimes balls will go out for corners. We got a lot of fouls in dangerous positions as well. I just think football has reverted back to the old ways and realised these are perfect opportunities to score. You understand? Yeah. Grassroots level, corner or free kick in a dangerous position is
massive,
crazy.
Massive.
You have is defensively and attacking wise. You understand? But especially as on the attacking side, you see it as a chance to score, innit?
Right. And if Arsenal, sorry to interrupt. Well, I didn't interrupt. I got there first. Huh? But
It's kind of like me.
I know, but for real, if Arsenal are a big team as well, like they're a big. They're like the old Arsenal, the Wenger, when they had Petit, all these players that were all sort of 6 foot plus, a physical, but could all play, right? If you've got that, and the other teams we know in the Premier League are weak at set pieces, like especially West Ham, like we are terrible, why not use it? With a bit of class, man. Like there was two free kicks, Saka. One went over the bar and one went into the keeper's arms.
Yeah,
but what I saw different from Arsenal, which lets me feel that they're going to win the league. You know, usually when there's a horrible weekend of everyone
they
else not getting
drop
the
with
results,
them. They normally drop it with
they
them.
They usually drop points as well, and then Arsenal fans will be like, "I can't believe we messed up a perfect opportunity." Those guys, their first attempt, they tried to dink it over the first 2-3 minutes, and they look like Tottenham. We're going to finish you today. We're not playing around.
So early
Who had that
though?
Chance? Who had that chance when they
Rice. Yeah, Rice. Beautiful. Marino.
Let me make an honorary shout out to the guy that filled in for Gabriel Hincapié. I think he had a solid performance. You did say, Lippy, he was a bit rash, but I think he just lets a man
There was
know
one time
there.
He went...
Yeah. He's just one of them...
But he's a very confident player, though.
No matter what, he'll make contact.
Is like, he South American?
There you go. Ecuadorian.
Handkerchief, innit? Venezuelan.
Man. Venezuelan. Man. Have you known about the Venezuelan women?
I just made it up.
Oh, yeah. Don't say that.
He's Ecuadorian.
My granny's mum was from Venezuela.
But like buffest things ever.
Don't say my great man.
Says granny buff.
Don't say my great nan was buff.
I didn't say buff. I didn't say nothing about.
I said it. Sorry.
Buffest things ever.
Why are you trying to find Venezuela in my eyes?
Hey, can I just say as well? Hey, I think this is a perfect time to tell the world, Arsenal my second team.
Huh?
Man said perfect time.
I've watched probably over 1,000 filthy episodes, even if there even is 1,000. You've never said that in your life.
Never.
Man said now's the time, you know? Now that they're closer to the league, now's the time.
You are not, go on, explain.
So usually, every season, I'll have a team that I like watching. Leverkusen, was it 2 years ago?
Did you say about
Did he say any team that's doing good, basically, at the time.
2 years ago. Remember what Leverkusen was doing 2 years ago?
Have you said this about Man United? That Man United was your
glory hole hunter, bro.
Glory hole.
Glory hole. Oh my God.
Hey, yo, listen, West Ham's my team. I got them tatted. I got the ink on me, innit? Like, they're my team forever. But there's always a team that I like watching. For years, it was Arsenal. When under Wenger, when they were probably the second best footballing team in Europe, other than Barcelona. So, but then they wasn't. You get it? So, yeah.
So you supported loads of different teams?
I don't support them. I didn't say that.
No, it is. Second KG, team. We're football lovers. You're not a football lover.
No. Don't try to put this on KG. Lover, no, but you can't put this on KG.
He's got a Premier League team and he likes Arsenal as well.
So I like other Prem teams. I like Palace.
Yeah,
I like
Palace,
Villa.
Palace is close.
I like Palace and Villa.
Bro, the fact that, bro, he's come on camera and said, at this moment in time,
you ain't got a second team you like? Real Madrid, Barca?
No, but this is what I'm saying to you.
Have you got a second team?
And I remember, hear me out. I remember when Loon said on this show, yeah, and I hate to bring him up, but I'm bringing him up. He said to you, if you lot get relegated, you would have to still be here, but you'd have to support a team. That was the moment for you to say it was Arsenal.
Because it wasn't.
You're choosing Arsenal now, which is sickening. Because you're talking about Leverkusen slag. 2 years ago, who were unbeaten.
You're not listening to the content. He's not saying Arsenal's like his second team, like for life. He's saying every season, there's a team he likes to watch.
So every season
right
it changes.
It can do, yeah.
Every season
for four
it
seasons it was Arsenal. When they had Sanchez, yeah, Wiltshire.
It's not every season.
My second team used to like be QPR. Slaggery, bro. I don't even know who plays.
Nah, they're bad
QPR
right
anymore.
Now, man. That's my second team. Who? QPR.
Yeah,
QPR.
Who's over there? Joe Willock. Joe Willock.
Yeah, no, Chris.
Chris Willock. Chrissy.
Do it again.
Nah, but they're struggling.
But yeah, Steve, I'll see you at the parade this year. Then I'll see you at the parade this year.
I think you should all go to the. I think everyone should go to the parade. You're going to be on AFTV when we win the league. Yes, you are. No, I guarantee
done, bro,
he's going to be on AFTV
GPT,
when we win the league.
Yeah, to work. Find out where Arsenal are not heavy, like what places they're not serious.
Where is it?
Ireland. They ain't got a big support over there. No, I've checked it.
ChatGPT is so
told me the thing.
That's definitely wrong.
Nah,
bro.
Just yesterday, I was hearing a man saying, an Irish man on TalkSport saying, what? The Irish love Arsenal.
Oh yeah, we've had bare Irish man. Bro, David O'Leary is a bad boy.
Bro, Kilburn, there's bare Irish
Thailand,
Arsenal.
Here you go. In Thailand, a poll found Arsenal was supported by 5.2% of the remaining Premier League club.
Man Irish. Liam Brady. Yeah, Liam Brady. Yeah, nah, stop.
A 2020 survey, 10% of the support in Ireland is for Arsenal. That's what he said. I'm just saying, I checked. I've got this stuff right here. You lot want to argue
with
me
about
everything. Do you
know how... Hold on, 2 seconds. 2 seconds.
Argue with AI. Take up with them.
Hold on. I asked ChatGPT the other day how much goals... I think it's Henry scored in something. But it just spoke nonsense.
Have you got premium?
Yeah. There you go. The free thing's mad. Gave me the wrong directions. Send me to the wrong country. All right, then, cool. Eze is who we're speaking about.
Shout him out, man.
Eze hat-trick, all three goals were scored in near enough the same position. And he almost got a fourth from there. So you said he's better than Odegaard in the 10.
For Arsenal.
Is that why you think kind of the goal threat?
I just think overall, I like Eze as a player. I think he's cold. Apart from what, Odegaard's passing maybe is better than him.
Do you know what I'd say to counter that, yeah? I get it in the final third. I think Eze is better as a 10 in the final third. But I think the 10 role for us starts a lot deeper, innit?
Which
and
is
I think
crazy.
Odegaard, yeah, no, I don't
you
think
got
so.
Rice
I think
Zuby
in, the, in any good team where the...
Who's that? It can't be.
Can you not just do it?
Continue, man.
Yeah.
Bro, this is debut, bro. Are you that inconsiderate? Is that what you're like?
Let him land, man.
It's the gyros.
Can we stop disrespecting Odegaard, though? We're forgetting what he's about, bro, like, and what he's done and achieved.
What are you getting upset about, man?
Yeah, exactly. Come on, have some respect.
Your fart to chill, man.
Nah, but all jokes aside, I think the 10 or like the more advanced midfielder in any good team always gets the ball from deep. So De Bruyne used to do it for Man City. Whoever the advanced midfielder in the three in PSG does it. Cazorla used to do it for us. I think it's just the way the game is played, isn't it? Especially the way that you play from the back now. You want the pass out of the defence to be to your best ball player. And 9 times out of 10...
Well, Rice and Zubi can do that as well, no?
Not like
they
Odegaard.
Can collect the ball from the defenders.
Bruv, Odegaard plays with way more urgency and flair than Zubimendi. He will carry the ball up. He'll bring it forward straight away.
I think Rice, we always talk about it, that he's not the greatest on the half turn. But Zubi and Odegaard, definitely. They're good at receiving the ball. But even Eze, I don't think he's as... Because it's just that safety. Because look at Zubi yesterday for the goal. I can't see Odegaard doing that.
Too casual.
You understand?
Too nonchalant.
Who did the worst thing is, I saw they scored from the halfway line against
us. Yeah.
Well, not halfway, but from deep last time. Who lost it then?
What, the Bentley goal?
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
No, they did it last season, bro.
Man said Bentley.
They did it last season. Sorry,
who scored from halfway line?
Sorry. Because I said halfway line. That's thrown you. But it was from deep. Raya got the ball. He tried to play some mad pass to someone. Goal. No, Tottenham, bro. Don't you remember? White Hart Lane, I swear.
Bro, have you watched football in the last 3 years?
No, it's the salt.
We did get salt from halfway line, though, in the Champions League.
My God.
Yeah.
It's the salt.
It's the salt, bro. I'm showing you.
We've been packed bare from the halfway line. That's why it hurts.
Everici Eze scored the 400th hat-trick in Premier League history. The 23rd player
you
for Arsenal.
Sick.
How many goals is that, Lips?
Huh?
How many goals is that?
What are you talking about?
Four times 400, three, bro.
Oh, 1,200 goals. Yeah.
Why are you helping me for?
Nah, amazing. I love maths. Thinking,
yeah, so he's the 23rd player for Arsenal to score a hat-trick. No club has had more hat-tricks scored since the league's rebrand in 1992, which is good. Can I name all 23? I can. Henri, Nketiah, Jermaine Pennant, Kanu.
Arshavin.
Bergkamp. Yeah, Leicester.
Bergkamp.
Havertz.
Chill, man. Eze, Van Persie.
Walcott.
Leave me alone. Pires.
Carlos Vela.
Lundberg.
That weren't in the league.
Oh, in the league. It was league cup.
Who plays for us?
Sonogo. Definitely.
Who played for us?
You're taking a piss.
Sonogo would have got a hat trick.
Shamak.
I'm thinking them man.
Giroud.
Sanchez did. It's West Ham. The step Petit. Over thing. Petit.
What?
Chamberlain did for England.
Walcott must have got a hat.
We said Walcott.
Definitely. Chelsea, I swear. Okay, it's Chelsea.
There, yeah, I can't go for. I did all
well,
right.
Well, I could have named the rest. Wiltord.
Wiltord
got one. Lundberg got one.
Oh my
Ian Wright
God.
Got one. Anelka
oh
got one.
Oh my God. But bro, to be fair, this is all when I'm like 5, 6, 7 years old. I named all the ones when I was watching ball.
But you know what's mad? That was the first hat-trick in the North London Derby in the Prem since 1978.
Yeah. But in the Prem yeah. brand, yeah. 1978, a guy called Alan Sunderland.
Sunderland, yeah. That's mad though.
Spurs' first shot on target was the Richarlison goal. They managed 3 all game. They were unbeaten away from home all season. I don't understand why they kept saying that, knowing that they're going to the
Emirates.
You know
why that's nonsense in a way? Because I swear they've only won one game at home the whole season as well.
Zou was here trying to jinx it, saying it's a perfect opportunity for Tottenham to go on and win it. But
you lot embarrassed them, I can't lie.
Do you know why he said that? Because he knew what was happening to him on the weekend. Before it happened, and we'll get there, and we'll talk about it. But he knew.
You lot building it.
He knew.
Build up.
We got Roach. You got Roach.
But don't you think it's embarrassing the way Spurs like approach that game though? Because that's supposed to be a derby. Like usually, like you've had better. They've played better Arsenal sides, and given a better account of themselves.
Do you know what's mad? He went 5 at the back to not concede as much, and ended up conceding 4. So surely just stick to your four at the back.
Yeah, big up Jed Spence, man. Trying to re-upload our video and saying Godspeed in inverted commas. Yeah, that's what happens. Repercussions.
Is that what he did?
Humble yourself. Yeah, that's it.
Before the game.
Bro, he re-uploaded our video of the derby and writ Godspeed in inverted commas.
You know what though? I think Jed's still on a great run right now, so I don't know if the humbling is needed. But listen, Tottenham's tactics, there is a thing that if they would have got the first goal, then the tactics would work. Because that's a get a goal and part the bus.
No, but that wouldn't make sense if they didn't have a shot on target till what's the Richarlison?
Obviously they wanted to. Like they deployed Richarlison as this pest to just run around and try, like, disrupt it and press. It don't work, innit? Like, what I want to say, I know we're talking about Tottenham, but Thomas Frank left Brentford, so did a whole other load of people, and they still look all right, bro.
They look cold.
So it's a thing where I still think he's a decent gaffer, but I think Tottenham have a serious problem, innit? And they can't just bring in a man and he does two little tweaks and it's going to be all right. I think it's, not to take it there, I think it's a cultural problem.
Mm.
I think they the way they see us, like obviously the North London derby is always important, innit? But it's like, even like you're saying, Jed Spence is doing this, Jamie O'Hara is crying on the radio every 2 seconds. Like they just, we've gone back to that mode where we mean too much to them. And for me, for like maybe 2-3 seasons, Gareth Bell time, where they weren't scared of us, we were a little bit scared of them, bro. You get me?
For as far as I'm concerned, when they had just Kane and Son, I was just always...
But it was kind of weary.
Do you...
I hear you, though.
You get me, bro?
Do you think that Frank's a bit unlucky not to have all those attacking players, though?
Like Kane and Son?
Like Kulusevski and Solanke's? Kulusevski,
Madison. There's Solanke, a lot of...
When Madison was fit, we weren't playing, really.
Right, he's attacking Mandem, though. Like, even, like, going into the season without those players... I think Kolo Muani just came.
Brother, he had that
Dagestani out as well.
Chin strap.
That's part of football. Everyone's got someone missing. Hider. City had Shirky missing for 2 months. Rodri's gone. You got Odegaard missing.
They were saying to us, no excuses on Sunday because Gabriel's out. Mm. Then now we're talking about the Tottenham injuries.
Yeah,
and not injuries,
that.
No, 100% hear you. 100%
I'm just talking about Thomas Frank because I know we're saying, obviously, he's left Brentford because he was a sought-after manager before and now Brentford is still doing well. But I don't believe he's a bad manager. I just think,
That's a cultural thing at Brentford.
But I think you could even put it down to specific transfers that they made, yeah? So they tried to get Morgan Gibbs-White, didn't go through. Tried to get Eze. They should have done the Eze one.
They wasted too much time.
What everybody told them, yeah, in football, is that Europa League title don't hold weight like that. You're not going to be able to pull in, like, they beat you lot. You took Mbeumo off them. That's Mbeumo's gaffers. You understand? And I remember sitting here, Loon sitting there saying, be careful.
Tottenham,
week after, announced as a United player. So I just think they didn't prepare for the season good enough. They had a bad season.
But the Eze one's the worst though, because you lot went in for Eze. It was like a last minute, like there was like a lot of phone calls that happened. If they put up the bread, like didn't waste time. As soon as I remember the Wissa situation when Brentford said, hey, you're only getting one of these players. So they said, listen, whoever gets, it's either Wissa or Mbeumo. As soon as one of these guys go, we're not answering the phone. And they waited. They held Newcastle's feet to the fire. And then it was the longest. As soon as we heard there's a bid there, Man United paid the money that they needed right then and there. As soon as they saw Eze was kind of thinking about it, get it done. Because now, without getting it done, look what happened.
You know what as well? Though I think at the time, Tottenham's probably trying to sell the club, right? Or sell... Levy's doing his thing, so not sell the club, but Levy's...
They sacked him. Well, they told him walk away, but apparently behind the scenes...
That must have been at the forefront of any transfers, man,
I'm
thinking.
But they still splashed on that tell you... Xavi Simmons.
15 games, Kudus, no goals.
So it's like, they tried to prepare, they just didn't prepare well enough. Like, you finished 17th, you've gone and got one Prem-proven player... Yeah, a guy that you had on loan previously who didn't do that well, but he's young, Matthias Tell. And I rate him, but again, to join that Tottenham team, he's not going to do anything. You understand? So I just think, and again, like we said, Xavi Simmons, who I think he's a good player, innit? But I think world football's accepted now that he's not who a lot of people thought he was. You understand?
I think he looked good yesterday. I thought that was one of his better games.
No, he came on. No, but this is the thing.
He just came on.
He came on, took it past two men straight away. The next action after that, bullshit. You understand?
I think it was Margs. He was sitting there and he made a good point to me. He said to me, this isn't the I said that show. And I know it's not. But I just want to reiterate
what I said.
What I said. And that was, and this is, Tottenham do not have the kudos that was at West Ham. Now, it might be a thing of what we said about how teams are a bit higher, are systematic, but with kudos, he used to get the ball from the keeper, he'd get the ball all over the pitch, and he'd make things happen.
Frank?
I don't know what it's down to, but as a West Ham fan, I just said, you ain't got the same kudos. And they tried to give me stats.
No, but you know what it is? I think your initial point is right. I don't think he can be given the excuse that he's at a better team now and it's systematic. I think at Tottenham, he's there to be the outlet. Him and Richarlison are giving the ball and they could just run. But he's not the same as he was at West Ham. Facts. He's really, really physical. Right? But once he gets into gear, there's just now, there's nothing after.
Struggling. It's okay to say a player... Because this is the conversation that we had with Loons when he was trying to tell me, is Isak rubbish? And I was like, Isak's not a bad player. He is just struggling at where he is. You know what I mean? He's just really finding it difficult.
Or maybe you lot said he was world class. We're going to get there.
When, yeah. But shout out to Arsenal though, because...
We are struggling
as
we are.
As well as them having the best defence in the league, they're actually top goal scorers in the league.
Fair play, man. Listen, you lot try to give them corn, try to say that they're going to get, what's the word, bottle it. Not my second team.
that's nasty, man. Look, lips ain't even clapping, Steve-O, man. That's how you know something.
Like, I'm clapping for him. Yeah, he's the Arsenal fan.
We take the applause.
Yeah, they take
the applause. Are you going to clap for Eze, no?
Take it.
I'll clap for Eze. I point to the sky for Eze.
As I said, we are not struggling where we are. We are unbeaten in 15 all competitions. That's 13 wins, 2 draws. Bayern Munich tonight, though.
Mm.
It's not a joke.
Mm.
Key battles. Timber vs. Luis Diaz. Oh, he's suspended. It's not happening.
No. Get off him. Get off him.
Yes. All jokes aside, that is good. So it's probably going to be Gnabry.
He was going to say they still got firepower, bro.
He's definitely still...
Yeah.
Killing it.
Is he
Calafiori vs who I think is going to be their main danger man other than Harry Kane. Olise.
Is he better than Saka?
Olise. I don't think...
Right now he is. Right at this moment in time? Present moment
His
in time?
His flair is
I don't
insane.
Know, you know. I think Saka's nice right now.
Present
know?
Moment in time? You can't chat
I,
to Olise.
I don't know.
He can't chat
tell
to Olise.
Menace, can we hear from you?
He can't chat. His form's just undeniable right now. I think if you're talking... over the last, 2-3 years, if you judge players like that, then Saka, of course,
he
is
was
better.
He was involved in 5 goals in their last game. He
What's
scored
that?
Two.
Three assists.
No, he scored 3.
No, he scored 2.
Two goals, 3 assists, I believe it was.
I'll be real, when it comes to like out and out, like wing play, just giving your fullback problems, he's
he can
up
come
there.
Inside and give you centre half problems.
Yeah, yeah,
he's unreal.
He's serious. He's very
only
very
getting
serious.
Better.
I think the man that he is against is in very good form, man. I think Calafiori been fit for a while. I think he looks good, man.
If you don't keep a clean sheet in this one, then we know that's just the realest defense. Because I know Kane is inevitable. Like, he scores goals. If I don't see that jump celebration that he does, then what is going on? Then we know. Now I would say that Chelsea record. You can seriously have your eyes on it.
Like, what? How many of you conceded
the
this
Premier
season?
League one, you can definitely think about it.
So you'd have to concede another maths quick.
What is it? What is it?
15.
15. Yeah, 9. Yeah, nah.
I don't know.
Nah.
In how many games?
They kept Haaland kind of quiet. Like, Haaland just had that
yesterday.
One moment. But and then after the goal that they... what's the Liverpool one? That was a screamer.
Sobosai, free kick.
So the goals that they've conceded have not been like...
For me, that...
Mad
that,
ones.
For
Sunderland,
me,
though.
For me... No, Sunderland... Sunderland weren't a great day, but that happens. But for me, Raya's been lobbed on his line. Not on his line. I don't know why I added on his line, but he's been lobbed.
He does some weird stuff sometimes.
He's a bad boy keeper.
He does some weird stuff, bro. Like, it's true.
No, you see what he said?
No,
that's
right.
What I wanted
it's
to
right.
say.
It's right.
Can I say something? I don't think they got ADHD in Spain. I think he's got ADHD as well, that Ramsdale. But it's Spanish ADHD, so it's a bit.
It's more.
Why are we
sounding Arab? Why are we not on, bro?
Lamar and them.
And maybe that could be your Achilles heel, because usually, I'm guessing Czech was bored as well. But when it mattered, and that's when you test the best keepers, when you ain't got nothing to do, and then you
when
get
you
called
say
into
Czech
action.
Was bored, sorry. Chelsea check.
When they done the 15 goals, he must have been bored, but when he got called into action, lively.
There was a lot to do. Like, I remember him making a lot of saves, Petr Cech. You understand? Like, I don't think that like, Chelsea's thing was like domination. Football weren't like that back then.
He was actually the best keeper
yeah,
in the world.
Yeah, games were a lot more open. Because Raya now...
Is Raya not best keeper in the world?
Above Qatar.
I don't know, man.
Above Thibaut.
I think if he is the best, it's for non-goalkeeper things.
Are you mad?
Like above distribution.
What are we doing?
No, but his shot saving is unreal.
I'm
talking about them man saying that he's better than Thibaut Courtois.
Yeah, but again, Courtois, yeah. Pedro, yeah. I know it's one game, if you want to call it that. But, bro, Courtois, I think, you get me, it's modern day, innit? Like, you saw the Real Madrid game, you understand? My boy got packed a couple times, like.
That was an incredible free kick, though. I don't even...
Marino finish was elite as well, but it's like... I just think, like I said, if he is the best keeper in the world, it's for things that are for 20-25 goalkeeping, distribution, able to receive the ball under pressure, breaking
lines.
But
his shot stopping is incredible.
No, it's very good. But he's about a foot shorter than Courtois, and that's why them lobs keep happening.
I think he could have took two more steps and he would have and jumped.
He's got the shortest arms.
He's a bit of a T-Rex.
He's in the league.
He's a bit not shorter than Pickford.
Only an Arsenal goalkeeper that gets chipped by Richarlison can be called one of the best in the world.
If you're a goalkeeper, if you're Raya, right, and you see Zuba on the ball, man, he's ball retention so good that you are probably stepping up a little bit thinking he ain't losing it, which is a missight. Is that the word, missight? Oh. Undersight.
There was options for there was,
undersight.
You know why that was weird, yeah? There was options.
Oversight.
There was options, you know, for Raya to Zubi to pass you, and he just ran past.
He just
him.
Lost
that
his
was,
mind
that
for
was
2 seconds.
Strange.
Good tackle as well, man. It was good.
And Paulinho's just on it like that. Still,
that's another signing Spurs made that you would have thought would have lifted
you
them.
You are able to call anyone as soon as they play for Arsenal, they can be called world class very easily.
Did you see the stat that was
I'm
just
saying? No, I'm saying it is impressive because you got bare world class players in your team.
Wait, apparently. You didn't even mention that they said, I know you mentioned it, but it was overlooked, that they think Eze is better than...
Bruno. And then
he
said, I've heard all sorts. I've heard Subamendi.
I was going to say, if Eze is better than Bruno, then he should be starting over Odegaard for Arsenal.
I've heard all sorts. I heard when Zubimendi played a few games early and I was like, yeah, I think best six. And people started talking about Fabregas and they started doing mad... People
no
started
one
doing mad
said
things.
That.
I've heard you lot say mad things in this room. Richarlison just chipped your goalkeeper, but your goalkeeper is better than Courtois.
We explained why, because it was
but
an
I'm just
anomaly.
Saying, of course, Greg on production wants us to move on, Arsenal.
Yeah, but
there
that
you
happened.
Go. We'll move on. We'll move on.
Yeah, let's talk about Arsenal's closest challenges in the Premier League table.
Who's
at
it
the
this
moment.
Week?
Isn't it?
It's Chelsea this week.
That's a flex, to be fair.
Every
I
day,
like
different battles.
That's a flex.
Fucking
Afro Samurai.
You lot so much.
The club that is closest to Arsenal is no other than Chelsea, who are second, and they are 6 points behind the Gunners. How do we feel about Chelsea at the moment?
They're creeping. They're going under
the
radar, but
mad.
They're creeping.
In my league prediction, I said Chelsea would be second.
Did you?
No, after 12 games.
I said we'd be third.
Don't even matter.
But yeah, nah.
The World Club Champions.
Dan said the Chelsea team weren't ready. And there they are, 6 points behind the league leaders, Arsenal.
Don't even have their star player right now. Broke his toe at home.
I don't know how they're in second. It don't make sense.
Because the league's media.
It is. We got them next. It is at the bridge where we haven't won in a while. I still think 2 years in a row is a while-ish for us. We got to go there and win this time, man.
Yeah.
Simple as that. They are behind us.
You could have 5-a-side pitch.
That's a 5-a-side pitch.
Wait, it's a bit. It's a tough one. It's a tough one to play Munich
end to end so quick.
And
basketball.
Then go to Tottenham, Derby, Munich, Chelsea.
But Chelsea have Barcelona.
They do, but they didn't have. They had Burnley the week before, so and they rested. They rested Casado.
They rested
a few players.
Their man, yes.
Right, we've had a. So we play Bayern first. I think if we beat Bayern, we beat Chelsea. It's just vibes. You understand? I think that's where we're at right now.
No, I'm saying Chelsea are playing Barcelona. This.
Yeah, no.
Do you know what? To be fair to us, Tottenham game wasn't that difficult. You get me? It weren't that emotional. Like the boys ain't gonna be
leading up to it, and it's still a derby for you. No, like, so adrenaline would have been pumping. So that's a derby game, man. You can't take that.
No, it's almost three derbies, man. It's three emotionally charged games. Because I know Bayern's just a team in Germany, but they
used to slap you lot in the champs every
deal
time.
With us. So it's like the fact we're playing them now when we're decent. We had them in the other day Champions League when we were decent. They done us, bruv. So we still go on, bro.
Don't you think like as when you're champion, this has probably been the problem of Arsenal of previous seasons, is that you're looking at these games as like these. I think every game should go into it like that.
Yeah.
So even like when you're champions and you're trying to win a league, every game's important. And if you do take your foot off against a Sunderland, because it's like a Sunderland this week, that's when you get found out.
But now because they've got squad depth, I don't think they're having that because there's competition.
They had it with
so
Sunderland.
But I'm saying now you got Trossard waiting. You got all these players that are going to jump on Nonny, Madueke.
I'm thinking more of a mentality, like to stay switched on the whole time. The fans, everyone
Sunderland
as a club.
Sunderland caught us out. They definitely caught us out.
I was going to say, I don't feel like they really switched off against Sunderland. Sunderland were just good. And it's Sunderland, it's raining, it's shitting down. Like, it's just different aspects. Like,
I just think they caught us out, innit? Like, they realise the way we play big, physical, and that's them, that's their game.
That's what I'm saying. When a smaller team plays well against a bigger team, they always say, oh no, the bigger team had an off day. What if Sunderland just outplayed them?
But that's what Steve was trying to say. We need to look at these games and adjust to that. You know them ones? So it's like, we got to go stadium alike this week. They're not going to be like Tottenham or Rep. So
I think we're downplaying Sunderland. They went bridge and got 3 points. Like
no, they are where they are
in the league for reasons. Not on paper, it will look like the teams fell off if they play Sunderland, but they are performing well. Hence the reason they're there. But
Menace. Before we move on,
go on.
I need you to tell us when we publish our content, my brother.
Very simple. It's 3 days of the week, 5 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So make sure you subscribe. And I'm telling you that bell notification is more important because sometimes.
Ding, 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 ding.
KG, it is your segment, my boy.
Thank you very much.
I just got a missed call from Zoo as well. Imagine.
Oh my days. See, spiritual awakenings.
Let me open my drink as well.
Bust that. Listen.
Yeah.
Wrong way around.
No, I just want to make sure that, you know.
Cheers, Zoo.
Everyone cheers, Zoo. Hey, can we get that? Cheers, Zoo.
Is this his tears?
This is made with tears.
Hold on.
This is made with tears.
That tastes all right, you know. I like that.
Tastes like
what's that, like grab flip?
A grab stinker. I'm glad that Loons ain't here because hopefully you guys can speak freely and actually say what you're seeing.
Yeah.
Because we've allowed Loons to get away with a lot of madness. Loons has come here and said, you know, Grav, better than Roy Keane, better than Rodri. Like,
yeah,
just
crazy.
Recency, a lot of recency bias.
But this is what it is. Before I go into this, yeah, I refuse to make Loons like the Liverpool fan representative, bro. As much as I don't like them, I can't do that to them. That's my dad's team. Liverpool's a great place. You've got all kind of
I love it
accents
though.
Up there. Like, so it's not.
This guy's got, he's got defense mechanism because of. Cause
you're
of,
still defending my man even though he's not here.
Listen, as a London man, smack, me mate. Personally, Chicken. I rate Birmingham, I rate Manchester, I rate Liverpool.
Okay.
I rate Yorkshire a little bit. I don't rate nowhere else.
A little bit.
I don't rate nowhere else. Land. Nowhere. Now, I rate Nottingham.
You rate everywhere.
I don't rate Burnley. I don't rate Burnley. I don't rate Exeter.
Bradford.
I don't rate. Nah, Bradford's
that's Yorkshire.
Right.
Bradford's
all right. I rate most places in England.
This guy, I think Lippy's got a defect because as soon as we try to talk about, like, Liverpool and their problems.
You know why?
I didn't even defend him.
You know why? Because this is why. Lippy's a realist. And by the way, so has Loon's kind of been, but he has little jabs, right? And he's backed Grav and Grav's having a bad season. But the thing with Lips, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, is I feel like Lips is a bit of a realist, but what that comes with is he doesn't stick his neck out. And I think Liverpool have him scared. And I think when he talks about Liverpool, he's a little bit wary. Lips, let me tell you, You don't need to worry.
Don't be afraid.
Trust me. They're done.
Not anymore.
It's a safe space.
They're done.
They want their manager out. So
they're done.
They're cool.
If we go for it.
Listen, if we be honest, they won the league last season. They spent what they spent. We thought it would have been a repeat. If we be completely honest, we thought they would be up there. And it's still 12 games gone.
It's true. It's true. It's early.
Now listen, we thought, we said
yes
last episode, we suggested that it would be a repeat of last season. Zoo and Loons disagreed. And in a way, they were right. Because they only lost 1-0 last season. They actually got absolutely moved to
listen, I on remember, the weekend. I remember a man saying, now we've got who we got. It's just going to, we're just going to give them
threes
and
fours. Exactly. We said it's unfair.
We're just
going to
give them threes and fours.
Yeah.
Now we're receiving threes and fours.
Yeah. Hey, one more. It's different now. One more. Kanate.
Kanate.
It's Kanate. It's Kanate.
He's not playing like a Kanate.
Yeah, it's Kanate.
Yeah, it's a Kanate right now.
It's Kanate.
I'm telling you, bro. Listen.
Kanate.
The mistakes he's making, he ain't got Madrid. He's not Madrid. Exactly.
I hate to be like Kevin, but I'm also a
you're
Kevin,
Kevin as well.
As well,
so it
and
is
in this
it is,
moment,
yeah.
It's important to say, you know, we're talking about top defenders and top 10. And Kanate's name was mentioned.
I'm with you. Hey,
very
hey,
highly.
I've we never were talking, hated him. And yeah. He was talking about best goalkeeper in the league. He's returned.
Yeah.
And he's conceded three.
But no, this is where it's more important because, again, these are the champions. While we're at it, these are the champions. And you talk about the Amarin record, yeah? They played 12 games. Would you believe? 1-6 also lost 6 games. They owe the league goals. They're in debt. -2.
-2, yeah.
With the GDP. I've told you how much their players cost.
The military.
The GDP. The country's
Black
military.
Rock.
Yeah.
BlackRock.
What do you call it?
BlackRock.
What's it? 120,000 billion. Wait, 120 billion naira.
20 million naira. Million. 20 million naira.
And he, you can't tell me, because we're getting close to Christmas, guys, and you're telling me Isak's not ready because he hasn't had a preseason. Are we still saying that?
They threw the kitchen sink on that game. They put everyone on the pitch.
Let's discuss this for a second. Yeah? 6 losses in Prem so far.
So, 6-7.
6-7.
6-7.
That's a demon thing. I rebuke
yes.
that.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
6-7.
I don't understand it.
What? 6-7.
My daughters like it. So
shout out the kids.
Yeah, shout out the kids,
man. Shout out the kids.
Trying to reach out to a younger audience.
Yeah, we're just trying to get the younger audience, hey. Man. So we're Liverpool. We're trying to get younger fans doing 6-7.
Make sure you lot subscribe,
like
bud.
Like you said, -2 goal difference. And they do that thing. Social media does that thing that I love where they post a picture and they say, like this picture if you can see your team. And they play they put the first page of the Prem.
So what page?
They're
on
page 2, bro.
Oh, goodness.
They are on the second
champions.
Page.
Oh, as champions.
Listen.
See if this was United right now.
We're dead.
Do you know what it is? I think they get away with not having the largest fan base. Down here, yeah. Online, we're killing them. You understand?
They're killing themselves.
It's just Loons, Zoo, a couple man.
Not even Amarim's lost 4 games in a row, you know?
No, they've been bad, bro.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. The most Amarim lost was 3 in a row.
Wait, do you remember at the start of the season, did we say, what's his name? What's the manager called?
Go check it.
I forgot his name.
Lord Varies.
Oh, Slop.
No, Slop. Yeah, Slop, right?
Slop.
We said it could be Slop Watch, Fraud Watch, right?
We did.
Like, is he gone? It's like, is he
a fraud?
Is he a fraud?
Bro, I said 2 months ago in my football group chat with the man them, they can vouch, Slot's going to get found out. You know when Liverpool are going on 3-4 games unbeaten runs? Slot is going to get found out. Within a month, look what's happened.
Well, the excitement and the Klopp energy
has run out.
Klopp it's made a call. Out. Klopp went into the fans and was like, getting him to say his name.
Yeah,
I said it before. I've never seen that before.
We'll never win a game.
So when he walks out for that first game and there was no skepticism, there was none of that, which there usually is with a new manager. But because Klopp done that, which big up Klopp.
It worked perfect.
Look at that. All managers should be doing that when they leave.
Well, no, Fergie tried that with Moisey. It was dark.
Nah, man, that was a rainy day.
Fergie told us to
that was a rainy day.
The only reason is, yeah, it's different, man. Fergie's
no, but actually, we listened to him.
No,
Fergie's
I
everyone's
hear
granddad.
It. No,
and
I
he
hear
went
it.
Around with the mic, he said, this is
back
the new
your
guy.
Manager.
Back your manager.
No, but listen. My man, you have to remember, my man came in and won the league.
Which was the biggest curse
I'm not for him. I'm adding to what you're saying.
But hear me out on this thing, yeah? So, yes, they won the league. But then when you're looking at this Liverpool side, you would have said in your life you can go to Anfield and win the second ball. There's no chance of, as in, because of how Klopp was, because of his energy.
That's what I'm saying.
But then I've seen Avram Grant when was it Jose that he took over? When he took over Jose's DNA was still in that team. Why they kept on moving.
I'm agreeing with you. So I'm saying for the first season, he's basically done things more or less the Klopp way. Yeah. Klopp.
Probably left a few things
yes,
in.
Yes, he's tweaked it, but tempo-wise, he's kept that, like you said, the aggression, winning the second ball. Yeah. His second season now, he's tried to do the slot way, which is a lot more laid back, slower. It's still quickish.
Dutch, yeah?
But it's
Dutch.
Dutch.
So
it's
apparently, Dutch. From January this Shades year is when he started to implement his own style. This is what I'm getting from Liverpool fans. From
stat,
sources.
You know?
Is that from January? And you could tell, like, towards the end of the season, like Zeus said it last week, that
it weren't the same.
They were last season towards the end. Salah had like 7 games to break the assist record of Henry.
He didn't do it.
Do you know what it is? I know.
But do you know what that was part of? Sorry, do you know what that was part of as well? The fact that the challenge, I think Arsenal was second, but they were battling third at one point towards the end of the season. Like Liverpool had it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like it was gone. I think from they got punched up by PSG, they had to secure the league.
Yeah.
Liverpool had to secure the league and then it was secured a little bit too early.
Man, they were still hiccups.
No, but they're still trying to work themselves out.
There were still hiccups on the way. Like, I remember there was a week where I think it was Everton. They dropped points at Everton or something. And it was like, it weren't... They ran away with it just because we'd kind of...
That's my point.
But even though we had our injuries and... I see a stat. I think a lot of it is probably going to be because of the 6 losses this season. But I'm sure they've lost more than a lot of teams this year.
Yeah, they've lost more than United.
So what's your... Because you lot was losing games for fun this year.
They've done the Man United special. When we go into the market and we just buy because we got money. And we're not buying for system. We're just buying names and
buying
whatever.
Buying for vibes.
We're buying for vibes. And you can see and feel it now. I saw him play. Did he have like 5 or something attackers on? There was Rio came on. They took off. Konate came off. And that's when they put on...
He pushed Ekitike.
I couldn't believe it.
Was Sob right back and Grav centre back.
Yeah.
Bro, he played everyone.
What you said there.
They had 2 defenders, 8 attackers and a keeper. No, genuinely.
Yeah, yeah.
2
genuinely,
8.
Go look at it.
You know when a man wins the lottery and just goes out and spends. That's
well,
the
what KG said there about what you're saying there about spending, I think once they got Etatike and they secured a striker, they should have said, you know what, we've got a striker. Let's just leave it. Use that money to maybe more squad players or whatever. Also, I have to add, we were talking about the calendar year. They are 4th on losses.
Yeah, so it's 5 teams. 5 teams. 4th, yeah, but they're 5th. They're 5th, sorry.
So the teams are West Ham, Leeds, Burnley and Wolves. And then it's Liverpool.
Are the only teams that have lost more than Liverpool.
United ain't there, boy.
As the champions. And this is
and
what I'm trying
what
to bring.
That's what I'm saying. That ain't because of a title win. That ain't, like Haider said, January, my man tried to do the Dutch thing.
And it's gone downhill since.
So it has been said most likely way before they were in this current run of form that their Christmas fixture list is favourable.
And they counted Forest when they said this. At the first time when they said this, Forest was a part of this. Oh, and they have Forest at home.
Forest are dead as well at the moment. Let's have it right.
I'm sure we were a part of it as well.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Yeah, you might have been, you know. So,
oh, but they lost to him.
Forest was low in the... Where was Forest in the league before they played this game? Were they...
They were 19th.
Low.
18th.
They're low.
Forest are having a bad season.
Yeah.
Hey, look. Here we go, lads.
Their next fixture is West Ham away. And...
We're on fire.
I think they dropped points, man.
Mate, lost in three.
I think they dropped points. After that, midweek... Sunderland at home.
Mid off.
Can I just ask, are you what kind of football are you lot playing? Are you lot physical? Are you lot like direct and are you what they hate, basically?
Well, Nuno is a bit of a defensive guy, yeah, but it's working.
I know it sounds mad, yeah. I think everyone's more physical than Liverpool right now, you know. They just look rattled at all times. Them fullbacks are fried. They got West Ham next. After that, they have Sunderland at home.
That's tough.
Then they go away to Leeds. I think Leeds are really bad. They'll probably get
something.
That's
probably
there.
Something. They'll get.
Yeah. But they had a lot of energy against Villa. Yeah. I watched that game. Yeah.
Then they have Brighton at home. Brighton definitely.
Welbeck.
Kill
them.
Wells.
Energy.
That guy.
Then they go to Tottenham.
Their games are usually really
they
fun.
They might win that. The Spiral.
Tottenham's a bogey.
I think they'll win. I think they'll win that. And then they got Wolves at home. I think they'll win that again.
Well, this is the problem we're saying.
We think that.
The Liverpool that we know, yeah. But the Liverpool, that's a relegation battle.
Is the fear factor gone? Is the fear factor gone?
If they lose to Wolves at home, let me put one thing out there. Leicester, where did they finish? 12th? The season after.
Yeah.
I think Liverpool could get close to that, you know?
And another thing as well, Lips.
They're closer to relegation than they are to the top.
Every game that they don't win is... So by the time it gets to Wolves, yeah, it's Wolves, but they might have lost another 3-2 games or whatever. Then it's squeaky bum time again, you know what I mean? But we've gone through that. Can we please, I know we mentioned it, but Grav's form. Now, boys, I think he's a class player. And when we was all here and he was playing really well, we all got sucked in. It's like, class. Okay, you never. Man, to get in the levels, I don't even want to say Roy Keane. Let's say Rodri, that they were putting him in the same class as, or they, loons.
Six in the world.
You got to play four good seasons at that level to even be considered in the way that man was talking.
Even two. We ain't even seen two.
Like, at that level, you're talking 70, 80 games.
Because this is what it is with Grav, yeah? If we're talking about his ability as a footballer, He's really good. You saw that from Ajax.
He's got ability.
He's like a wonder kid.
Yes.
Then he's gone into a transition in Liverpool team. Wasn't great. First season, second season's turned up. They've won the league. Yeah. Me personally, I said it. I don't think they won the league because of him. I just think Liverpool were really good.
They won the league.
If they had a boss six. Yeah, they would have landed this year, serious, but they didn't. They're winning last minute and them thing there. And now that it's squeaky bum time, like you say, their better players are Grav. He's not got it.
He's not
and
showing
he
up.
He should be shining a little bit in the sense of they're under pressure and he should be taking, we should see his performances.
But Loon's made you think that. That's
do you know who
game.
He's not been better than this season? Who, I don't know if you lot have mentioned him on the show that I haven't been here.
Casemiro.
Come on, Casemiro's been one of the best DMs in the league this season.
You see, if I bring it up, it's an argument. I'm glad you brought it
Thank
up.
Thank you.
I'm glad you brought
unreal.
It up.
Glad unreal.
Glad you brought it up. But.
It's my 13.
Matt said that's my 13.
Casemiro's going to need backup, though.
This guy's a fool. I'll be honest, though. He is Liverpool. Liverpool are in trouble, as we all know. Lord Varys. We all know what happened to Lord Varys, innit? You don't know what happened to Lord Varys, innit? Dragon bun him up. I think he's a few games away from getting sacked.
He's Lord Varys.
No, because he's Game of Thrones.
I thought I was Dragon Ball Z.
No, because they'll win those games. I don't see them having that much problems. I think they
won't beat West Ham. I'll tell you what.
Go on then. What do you think?
I think Champions League is probably saving slop. Just a little bit. Because when they go Champions League, they're mashing up some teams, isn't it?
They're looking good.
Right. They're not even digging them out. They're looking good.
They lost in Turkey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a lot of people lost stuff in Turkey.
I was trying to get...
A lot of people got stuff in Turkey.
I'm trying to get a hairline.
A lot of people went and got stuff. I never went to Turkey for no hairline. What's wrong with you, bro?
I need to soon, though.
I think we should just, again, there should be a bit more focus on the likes of Isak. It is really bad. He's the level of striker he is.
Strikery. Did you just say strikery?
The level of striker he is. Oh, and the strikery. Fact that...
Strikery no, is.
The level of striker like. He is... And the fact that he's not delivering at all is incredible.
And the fact, the way that the fiasco, the farce that he played.
The whole summer.
There you go, kids. Have a look at this. This is what happens when you're
Disloyal. Him and Gay. Look at the difference.
Who's Gay?
Gay.
Okay, yeah.
Does Wirtz get a goal or assist before Slop gets sacked?
The question should
100%
be,
he does.
Does Wirtz get an assist before I get Slops? That should be it, because I'm on a dry patch right now.
Wait.
Hey. I think, yeah, you do get it before Wirtz's assist.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I hope so, man. It's been dry.
I don't think he does.
Does he not have an assist in the league, no?
No.
Not one assist.
He doesn't. That was...
Oh, Champions League.
He's got one assist in the champs, none in the Prem. In the Prem, he hasn't. It's only champs. Struggling.
Remember, they're calling him Ben 10, and I think he updated it, like, he's gone to another level.
Yeah, 11 games, no goals, no assist in the league.
Darkness.
Hey, that is Chunks' cousin.
I'm not
losing,
you know. I don't just say...
Darkest.
Say no assist. I know what I'm saying.
Do you know what it is? Shall I tell you why we're not talking about Isak and Wirtz now? Because, bro, it's kind of boring now. Bro.
I know.
But you know, let me land.
Yeah, but that price tag is why we still
talk. You see, when we was cussing...
It was United.
Listen, on 2 seconds. When you lot was cussing Jokeres, when we're cussing Sesko or Cunha or Mbeumo, that's to counter you lot saying they're the coldest. Everyone knows Isak's just fried right now. So it's like, we can come in and, because again, we wanted to go in depth, but we've said what we've said.
But we was afraid. Like, we thought the league was done. We all said, it's not fair. When they sign these players, we were all around the table like, what are we going to do?
And you're happy, innit?
I love it.
We've witnessed them win the league and break their transfer record twice in the same window. They thought they'd done big business.
We did as well.
No, 110%.
That's why we can't.
And now we're starting to realise that the best window, we'd say Arsenal's had the best window. Would you say? Can we agree
on that? Yeah, for where we are, for the position we're in right now.
The reason I think it's us, is because I think we've sorted out our depth and the starters, Zubimendi and Jokeres, I think they've added to how well we're doing this season.
I think your snakier signings were Mosquera and Hinkepi. Them two under the radar.
Handkerchief and Mosquito. Yeah, no, they were good.
Sly one, 100%.
The hiccups.
Let's talk about City now, boys. A City fan DM'd me, you know.
Really?
She said she wants to come on to Filthy. Have we ever had a female guest?
Have we?
And then she said, we have.
Yeah, Nicole Holiday or something.
Oh, Nick. We had Nick, didn't we? We had Nick Holiday.
Bethnal, them times. Yeah, it was Bethnal Greenham.
She then said she supported City, so I didn't accept the message request.
She didn't reply back to her. So now she's going to see this.
She's just going to see this and...
I don't care, bro. Now, I don't want to chat to a City fan, bro.
But we do want more. We're trying to obviously get our EG scores up, EGS scores. We do want more women on the show.
Get some Arsenal girl in or something, man. Because I don't...
We had an Arsenal girl. I think we should get West Ham girls.
Get some West
nice
Ham
one.
Girl. Who do the Twins support? They don't play for West Ham, one of them.
Wait, so you don't want any City... But wouldn't they be a relevant conversation?
Unless they're from Manchester,
Nah, you lot got to stop the nostalgia thing. Like, they've killed it the last 20 years.
20? 20?
10 Dude. Years.
Your timing's crazy. You love. He's on the Chinese New Year. He's on the Chinese.
I'm sure they was in the championship.
Wait, when did Adebayo go there?
You are out of order.
He's starting in May and shit.
Who said you're the dragon?
Cisco.
Yeah!
I don't think you heard me!
Wait, is it 15 years then? They won. When did they last? Or is it 10 years? It's 10 years.
Hey, get back in the car, man.
Oh my God, I'm 6 years off.
I was going to say I'm 6 years old. I'm 6 years old.
That's a lot of years.
That's a lot of years. Do you think a 14-year-old and a 20-year-old can't scuff? That's not allowed.
They can't do a lot of things.
That's why I just said scuff.
I'm back in the car. Let me reiterate.
Let's talk on City.
They've been consistent for 10 years, no? So they can be in conversations. Fans can be in conversations.
With me personally, when it comes to City, nothing they do is credible.
I don't care. Yeah, it's just I don't
genuinely.
Care.
What? As nothing. A football man,
why?
Nothing.
No one's done what Pep's
charges.
Done,
I don't know about that. That's a bit harsh. That's what.
So
he
it's Chelsea. It's Chelsea. Anything Chelsea does credible now? Because
really,
don't forget,
no.
They started. They was City.
None.
25 years ago.
They're the most successful team in the 20 years, by the way. Chelsea.
So you lot credible? Because you lot did that one.
They ain't done nothing.
Just bought Bear, man.
That's a myth. You know,
how's it a myth?
From when the Prem first started, for the first 7-9 years, Ferguson wasn't even the top spender.
You didn't even need to because you already... You know why? Can I jump in here? Give you a bit of history, son. You didn't need to, because what you did, what Fergie did, his MO, was he used to go to all the youth teams and nick all of the best players around the country, hence the Beckhams, Scholes.
Chelsea just bought 10 of
Whoa, no. We're talking about the first 7 years of the Prem, like you said. They didn't need to, because they had 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the first
team.
Men
were harder then.
But what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with it, but that's why you didn't need to, because you stole players.
But that's why I said it's a myth.
Do you know, this is why I'm not having that, yeah? Because the Prem back then weren't like, obviously it was the Prem, but it weren't bringing in foreign talent like that. There was the Italian league, Spain, wherever, yeah? As soon as it became like that, you all went crazy. Wenger bought in couple and Nelka.
A couple. Wenger bought a couple.
Who are they? These are unknown.
Let's talk about Man City.
Lads, let's get back in the car. Listen, we're on the topic of yeah, that's scripts.
I just want to add that Steve-O gave me smelling salts, so my thinking's a bit all over.
We're on the topic of Man City, boys.
It just says it all. No one cares about them.
Ruben Diaz, latest player to join the now group of 8 players that City have that have only scored 1 goal in the Prem.
But that's good.
1 goal.
Sharing it out.
Who's second?
Sharing it out.
The second player for City that have the most goals is Burnley's Maxim Esteve, I'm going to call him.
Esteve.
He is second in Man City's top goal scorer list.
Yeah, he's got 2.
You know what's crazy? I was going to do an e-commerce business and I was going to call it that.
Man Steve.
But Haaland's on 14. Sorry, apologies. Haaland is on 14 goals, running away with it. And I think if I check the list, I think it's Thiago from Brentford behind him. Not really close. Semenyo, not really close. So Haaland's in a... As I said before, he's in a league of his own.
This thing's stupid. He's got like 35 in 20 games.
Hold on, I want to ask a question to the boys, because we done an episode stating that it is the return of the 9.
Mm.
The year of the 9, not the year of the dragon.
We did do an episode.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, but as you said, to be fair, the second guy is a 9, but he's not doing that well. So,
and where's the others?
Was we wrong?
Look, we was wrong. We put how many people in that bracket?
But hold on, was we wrong, or have Isak, Gyökeres, Sesko
not been good?
Have they just snaked us?
Not been good.
Even Aston Villa's boy,
Ollie Watkins.
Watkins. He got subbed off yesterday.
Yeah, Ollie Watkins.
Even your boy, who you thought was a dark horse, Dominic.
Oh yeah, Dominic.
Solanke.
He's been injured.
Who scored for West Ham on the weekend?
Oh, you mean Wilson? No, he means... I said Solanke could be...
Callum Wilson. But the 9s have
Wilson's
been,
back, though.
The 9s have let down...
How do you describe Richarlison as a full thoroughbred 9?
He's a winger.
He's like a 9.5. Like,
he's a winger.
He's not an out-and-out 9.
An emotional mess.
He's a winger. Winger Everton. I think Everton...
He went on a 9-goal scoring streak for Brazil one time when he hadn't scored in 50 games or 1 in 50 for Tottenham. So he can score goals. But I guess it matters on the environment, player, right? Bro. So the 9, talking about the 9s, bro, Haaland. He's taken a lot of stick over the years in the sense of he's out the box play. All he is this, that and the other. I'm telling you, if you've been player camming him this year, outside the box, touches, round the corners.
Linking the play.
And then still showing that drive to get into the box, like sprints. Bro, this guy here, he's beyond the real deal. And he's got to be starting talking about, again, Ballon d'Or.
He should have won it 2023, to be honest.
So do you not think then, this is what I'm going to get you to say, my bad. So City, they're not even second right now, even though Haaland's doing very well. So could it be that the Shirkies, the Randers, the players that we said weren't up? To be fair, you did say that, to be fair, but everyone else
Some
thought we were crazy.
Is it a case
that they're not enough?
I think what we're doing here again, not what we're doing, but what they're doing, it still is a rebrand,
transition,
right? And I know they've brought in these players. Now they've brought in the players that replaced the ones before, the Gundogans, the De Bruyners. Now they still have to
catch up
to play. Shirky was out for two months, but you've seen him come back in the team. The creation is high up there, right? Once they start clicking him and Haaland, Haaland's getting another 15 goals in 12 games, I'm telling you. Grinders.
We just didn't allow that.
You're having a great episode today.
Let him go, weed grinders.
Grinders, I still think he'll get 10. I still think he'll get 10.
Good,
that's all I said.
Grinders is a good
Grinders.
Player,
Where's Jed?
He's cold.
He's gone. He knows to get out of the room. Brother. But he isn't scoring like I thought he would, but no one is. Because we're saying Dooku.
What's going on?
You're getting Count Dooku
from Jeremy. We're saying that he is like best player, top player now. And I always said, yes, he can be if he gets the goals, and he's still not doing it. Numbers. So all of that is nothing because your team's third. If you score another five goals,
like that, yeah.
Your team ain't third, by the way. Or they're probably second, 3 points behind.
But why is what he's doing nothing, but Randers is going to get 10 goals?
Like. Oh, no. I still think, I think Jeremy's warms in, but people are waxing lyrical about him now. You must see it. People are going crazy about him. Oh, nah, this guy's best winger in the league. Brother, with what? He scored one goal. That's not good enough.
Do you know I think we'll come of age this season to a degree? I'm not gonna stand on it, but I'm gonna put my neck out there. Phil Foden.
He's starting to cook a little bit.
Starting to see the old. Ever since the assist.
He gets glazed too much.
That pass started everything, didn't it? That pass to Eze.
That's a resurgence.
That's the maddest pass I've ever seen in my life. That's your career.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what he'd done before that pass.
That's bigger than Makeda's goal when he scored against United.
Where's Makeda now? Foden's still here. This is what this is about.
This is the point.
They signed Foden back then because they knew he was going to make that pass.
That pass. It was that pass.
Listen.
It was that pass.
Like, comment, subscribe, and go watch that pass.
That's an ending.
Cheers, lads.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.